This is the beginning of the program, and I'm your host, Mike Gallick, alongside Dustin Pastula. I am once again the champ, but I am not happy how I won this belt.
Why?
Because I had to rely on a stiff like Randy, who I would have traded for Kurt Angle, but the trade that you should have made. But once again, I have to say something real quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, your winner and still, give me this mic, your winner and still sports talk champion, Mike Gallick. You can't beat me. Nobody can beat me. Well, this is the seventh year on the air, and nobody has beaten me yet. You give me Christian Hayes, beat him. Dustin Pastula, sorry, beat him. Jason Marks, beat him. Stefan, beat him. Who else are you going to throw in front of me? Guess what? I beat Tony Bruno, too, whether he likes to admit it or not. I am your host. I am your champ. And damn, it feels good to be champ. But damn, I really don't like how I won the belt.
Why's that?
Now, because I don't like it. So you know what?
You don't like
breaking news.
I know,
guess
you don't
what?
Like Randy Orton.
I'm putting the belt on the line tonight.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I will put the belt on live tonight.
Right, so that just
for the Super Bowl
forces us to not be able to pick the same team.
Right. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going with the Patriots tonight. How about that?
Okay. So by default, I have to go with the Falcons.
Sure.
Okay.
And I guarantee you next week, I will still be the sports talk champion.
And if you're not?
Oh, there is no if I'm not, because I will be.
Oh, but if you're not, it's going to be so beautiful.
I will be.
So beautiful.
And I'm still your host, Mike Gallick, alongside.
I'm going to be so overdramatic about it if I win.
What's your name?
So overdramatic.
What's your name?
The Dust, as they call me.
Yeah.
That's it.
The Dust.
Just the Dust. You sound out of breath.
I'm happy, but at the same time, I'm not, because of how I had to win this belt. I'm not happy about it, but the facts are the facts. And the fact is, I am still. Has anybody beaten me yet? That monthly
we
bullshit? We
already went over
the
this.
The monthly crap from whatever year that was.
That was like 2009 or something like that.
Sure. Big deal. You managed to get lucky.
Yeah.
As far as this title goes, I've always held it, and nobody's going to take it off. You have a shot at taking it off, but I cannot. I will never. It'll be weird to see this title on somebody else. It's the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It's never been held by anyone else other than me.
Right.
So, let me put this back where it belongs.
Yeah, do something. Do something constructive.
We are on the air today for an hour. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about what happened. In that Royal Rumble last week. And by the way, I got to be honest with you.
Don't be honest. Don't ever be honest
in
your life.
All right,
be honest.
No, but really, I mean, that was the worst Royal Rumble I've ever watched. Come on. No Triple H.
Worse than the one where Roman Reigns won?
Well, who was in that? At least we had surprises in that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
So every single prediction, every single big prediction, Kurt Angle, not...
Let's go. Okay,
let's
Kurt
go
Angle.
This.
Here we go.
Show up.
Who else?
Who else is there?
Who?
Oh, who?
Who?
Triple H.
Who else?
Finn Balor.
Who else? Sting.
Sting.
Wait. Hulk Hogan. Let me do it.
Samoa Joe.
What? Samoa Joe? Wait. I got it. Shawn Michaels.
The rare one, but still possible.
Go ahead.
Stone Cold.
Oh, there. No.
Just everybody just didn't show up.
I mean,
not even Kenny Omega.
Wait, Kenny Omega. I got it. How about the current NXT champion? Because remember, last couple years ago, the NXT champion did come in the Royal Rumble. So how about Bobby Roode? How about...
Whoa, but remember when Shinsuke Nakamura
right.
came in?
What about him, though?
Oh,
oh, he might be...
Man,
that Rumble sucked.
You could tell it sucked by how annoying that bum-bum-ba-bum got because of how many times you had to press
it. Well, it's the truth. I mean, who cares about Jack Gallagher? And God forbid, why are you putting James Ellsworth on? Stop it.
Dude, that was the dumbest thing.
Stop. James, and guess what?
Apollo Crews?
Oh, God. Like, the poor man's Bobby Lashley. Listen to me. Listen to me. All right? I'm on my game today. I'm prepared for this crap. Listen to me. There's no way in hell James Ellsworth would be able to pull someone like Carmella, all right? So just stop that. Jack Gallagher. Okay. Mr. Umbrella, you're pale. What is this? Stop. Nobody cares. Apollo Crews, like I said before, poor man's Bobby Lashley. No one cares. Ty Dillinger, who? Oh, perfect 10 or best 10 or whatever the f- Ugh. Who cares? Oh, Enzo Amore. Who cares?
What? Yeah, I like Enzo Amore.
I like him, but I don't care.
I like him. My dog is named after him. But I don't, I mean, no. I don't want to see him. I'm off the rails today.
You know what? I'm not drinking Miller Lite. I'm drinking Polar Natural Seltzer Water. All right?
To me,
eat that.
With your limes.
Yeah.
To me, Enzo Amore is great charisma. Has great charisma. He's a great talker. There's not many people better than him on the mic. He reminds me of the Road Dog. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, and pretty much anybody from D-Generation X is like,
yeah.
You know. But don't even pretend to give him any
stupid
opportunities at some at like a championships. Like, no. And the thing about it is he's not even a B wrestler.
No.
He's not even a B wrestler.
No, he's really not.
You know?
He's really
so
not.
Like he's an A wrestler. He's an A-list wrestler, but you still don't need to put him in. And you know what's hilarious? Do you want to hear something real funny?
What?
On Instagram,
mm-hmm.
I follow this WWE page.
Okay.
I thought this was hilarious. It was so out there that I had to comment. I don't know, he's probably like 12 years old and just figuring out what puberty is.
Right.
But posted that Jack Gallagher was a better wrestler than Goldberg.
This is why we don't have 12-year-olds talk. Shut your damn mouth.
Like,
all right, listen to me. You go on Instagram, you go on your little Snapchat, you go on Tinder, you go on whatever else the hell you go on.
Tinder.
Listen to me.
Jeez.
Yeah, I went there too.
Okay.
I'll go somewhere else. How about Vine? I used to go on Vine.
Yes.
How about Facebook?
Annoying.
Get
you did.
Off, you stupid.
You can't say it on the air, but what you want to say.
12-year-old.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We don't care about what mommy and daddy has to say. Oh, look at this Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Gallagher.
Yeah,
look at mommy. He has an umbrella.
He
said, looks like a fool.
He goes on to say that Goldberg's not a legend.
Yeah.
And that he doesn't bring in money. There's no reason to have him here.
Wait,
here's the funniest thing. Here's the funniest thing. If you went on this person, it's actually not a 12-year-old kid. This person's like, I think like this person's like really old, actually.
And he's probably never got laid in his life.
I think he's probably like 40. But he goes on to say, he goes on to name his top like wrestling matches.
Uh-huh. Can't wait to hear this.
The
Roman Reigns
not
versus...
the oldest one was from 2010.
So he's an idiot.
So that just goes to show you.
Like, you're an idiot.
You know, you obviously just started following wrestling.
Yeah.
Because
Dungeons
& Dragons isn't relevant anymore.
Right. Yeah. Listen, 40-year-old virgin. That's what I'm going to name you. Okay. So here you go.
Steve Carell.
Right. So here you go. All right. Goldberg is a legend. He's had matches against Sting, Ric Flair, Tank Abbott, Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, from the likes of which you don't even know about. And then you're going to say Jack Gallagher, Brock, Mr. Umbrella Man. I'm going to stick that umbrella up his ass.
Uh-oh.
Don't even speak about Jack Gallagher until he holds any title in the WWE. Not NXT, WWE. All right? Jack Gallagher does not get mentioned from this point on. Next. Goldberg saying he's not a legend. Okay. You're a moron. Next. What was the other thing you had to say?
Doesn't bring money. Doesn't bring in money.
Doesn't bring in money. Even though he's the number right now as we speak, he's the number two merchandise seller next to John Cena. So I don't want to hear it. All right. Shut your damn mouth.
Not only that, every single person in the arena every single week chants his name.
Chants Goldberg.
Even when he's not there.
Right.
So
everybody hates Roman Reigns. No one cares. And they all thought it was like you had the perfect situation to put number 30, anybody. And you do Roman Reigns.
Dude, that was so disappointing.
That was the biggest letdown.
I shared a video.
Yep.
It was a compilation video. It was like 5 minutes of just people filming themselves and the Royal Rumble. And 30 comes on.
Yep.
Like just like there was this. One of the clips was this girl just started bawling her eyes out, crying.
I think we all did.
Like, why?
The real wrestling fan did.
Like, she was blaming God. She was like, why,
he's
God,
terrible.
Why?
He's terrible.
Which is funny.
He's brutally awful. And he will never, ever be anything close to Goldberg or The Undertaker or Sting or Lesnar or even Seth Rollins, who, by the way, I think he's...
if he was in the NFL, he'd be gone.
Yeah, I mean, ACL, torn ACL now. He's done. Samoa Joe came in on Raw, finally, and now Triple H is going to wrestle a chair or a table or something at WrestleMania because he has nobody to wrestle now. So, that being said, we got a big game today. I mean, that was pathetic, though. That Royal Rumble was the worst Royal Rumble. But that being said, today, how about today?
We got someone on Facebook Live. My cousin Battle's back. Saying what's up, the Dust, and go Patriots talking about today.
Well, good. Exactly. He must want to see me continue to be, because I've done a pretty good job, continue to be the champion of One Sports Talk.
You might even say the champ is here.
There you go. I'm not going to use that term, though.
Of course not.
Not yet.
Of course you're not.
Because I want to win it the right way.
With football.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, maybe one of these years we'll stop using a old, outdated WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt and actually make our own.
What?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Who?
It's an illusion.
We have a big game today.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Who are you talking about? We have the Super. Why am I holding?
I don't know. You're weird. That's why.
We got the Super Bowl today. All right. We got the New England Patriots, my team, going up against Matt Ryan and those Atlanta Falcons, your team, which, by the way, I actually like Matt Ryan and the Falcons much better than I actually like the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But
sure,
I just don't think they're going to win. It's like a snowball chance in hell.
Well, here's the thing. I'm looking up some staff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking up some staff.
Yeah.
Some staff. And the last time the Falcons were in the Super Bowl was in 1999.
Yep.
Against Denver.
How about that,
John Elway and Denver
going against Denver?
Demolished them.
By the way, how about that? Denver,
who won last year?
Denver did win last year, but Denver winning last year was the last year that Denver will ever get in the Super Bowl in the next 10 years. Mark my words. What?
Okay. Well, if we're still doing the show 10 years from now, which would be cool, we'll find out.
I thought you were going somewhere.
We'll find out if you're right. So the Broncos beat them 34 to 19.
Right.
So you know, and I mean, you look at let's look at just the past 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and I want you to put your hand up and count the Patriots. So last year Denver, the year before New England, the year before Seattle, the year before Baltimore. The year before, the Giants beat New England.
But they were in it.
So count that, because I'm talking about how many times they were in it.
Okay.
Actually, put a third one up there.
Yeah.
Nope. Just two.
Okay.
Just two. Okay. 2011. Nope. Green Bay won. 2010, the Saints won. Ugh. 2009, Pittsburgh won. Mm. 2008, New England again. And, wow. Beat again by the Giants.
So, oh, right under 2006. I was going to say, so let's go back to 2005. I counted wrong. But right. four times
yeah.
in the past 11 years that they've been in this, the Super Bowl.
And then you want to go back, I mean, you look at 2005, 2004, 2003.
2004.
I mean,
yeah.
It's.
No, 2002, 2003, they weren't in it. Well, 2003 was a weird year.
Who was it?
It was the Buccaneers and the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well.
But, I mean. Since the new millennium, they've been in it six times. Like, that's just crazy.
They're going to be the best team of all time. Yeah. We're witnessing history. We are. Whether anybody likes to admit it or not.
Whether we survive to be able to tell our grandchildren about it is also another story. But
of course we're going
to. Yeah, you never know.
Sunday, February 5th at 6:30, you're going to watch the Patriots.
Sorry, what time?
6:30. Oh, okay. You're going to watch the Patriots. Begin their quest for title after title, because they will win yet another Super Bowl title tonight. And they won't win pretty fashion. They will win.
I have a feeling it's going to be ugly.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a shootout. No. It's going to be a shootout. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I think it's going to be ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in, it's going to be a blowout?
Like two touchdowns. Yeah.
Well, okay. Two, three
touchdowns, I think.
You know what else?
I'm hoping not though. I'm hoping that both teams play at their best. And if both teams play at their best, I think it'll be a good game.
Right. We will be right back. And when I say right back, I mean right back. Wow, that's wow. It has been I love these guys. Wow. Your mic's not even on. So all right. So how about
I can't tell because I don't have my headphones on either.
How about that?
So unprepared.
Real quickly here. It's been quite a year for me because, you know, I had this Lights and Greenwalls thing going on. And I'm just gonna say this, all right. Thank you to Werkheiser Electric because they are always giving free estimates. They came and gave me a free estimate. I was like, oh, what are you guys powered on? How much electric do you guys use? They're like, we aren't powered on electric. We're powered by integrity.
Oh, all right? Wow.
Revolving coupons are on the website. And that website is WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, guys, you mentioned the code OneSportsTalk to Werkheiser Electric, and you got $50 off your first service call coming at you, baby.
$50.
Servicing the Lehigh Valley. They are licensed, guys. They're licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey.
New York and New Jersey.
Get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. They did it for me, for my Christmas lights, and it was great, and it was huge. And you could call and do the same exact thing that I did. Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610.
A lot of money on Christmas lights?
At 610-866-1076. I spent a lot of money on Christmas lights, but I didn't spend a lot of money for Werkheiser. All right, and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also,
that was good.
That's true. That was good. Phillipsburg Eastern Honda, the guys, they're home of the They're home of the $99 per month Honda Civic. All right, pre-owned cars, get this, are as low as $4,999. Guys, that is less than $5,000.
Nuh-uh.
At Phillipsburg Eastern Honda, they accept all credit situations. Their goal, wow, it's 100% approval. All right. February, Super Bowl, they're tackling high prices with huge savings, just like everyone is going to do.
Until September.
Right.
Yeah.
Go see new car manager Anthony Sherman and mention One Sports Talk for exclusive pricing. Saying yes, it's what they do best at Phillipsburg Easton Honda. Call them today at 908-859-5800 or check them out online at P-E-E.
Yeah.
Family owned and operated. Well, you know who that must be. Deku Auto Body right over there.
Deku Auto Body.
Catasauqua, 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible 90 days free.
45 seconds approval.
Get
baby.
Updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service. They're accepting all insurance appraisals. What are they also giving?
Free estimates, dude.
Deku is your auto body specialist. Watch your car as it gets repaired. Pictures of the repairs as they happen. Updated daily on the website. At DekuAutobody.com. There you go. located at 1135 Howard Town Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Okay, also, guess what?
What?
You even saw proof, too.
I know.
I booked my Ocean City, Maryland vacation yesterday.
That's so fantastic.
July 12th to the 22nd.
Woo, 10 days.
And when I'm down there.
We're not going to have a show.
But when I am down there, what am I going to be drinking?
Water.
No. Come on, man. You're on vacation. What do you drink on vacation?
Don't ask me what I drink.
You drink high. You get high on life.
I do get high on life.
All right. So without further ado. We have
with Bullet Bourbon Whiskey
Miller Lite for the greatest light beer, the original light
for beer. Yeah, okay.
Right. You want Miller Lite, baby?
Of course you do.
All right, it's Miller time because we got beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six pack.
Pretty sure that was seven beers.
All right,
you have a seven.
Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. We'll be back.
Well, it's the big show.
All right, we are back.
Why did you use the Big Show's theme song? For those of you, for the many viewers we have on Facebook Live, why did you? He used the Big Show's entrance theme as a commercial break music.
What's wrong with that?
Why don't you? You know what? Then fine. Then for every commercial break we do, you have to use a different person's music.
Okay. That's what we're doing here.
All right. Whatever.
We are. Hey, by the way, I want everyone to join us. To join us here for the
what a great show. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves out there. We're enjoying ourselves in here. We love broadcasting for you guys. Okay, so
we're
make
coming
sure
you
tune
live
in every week.
Every week
live.
We have our one sports talk for the football season, the finale show, the season finale next week, by the way. 1:30 to 2:30. And then we will be back for the draft. And
that should be fun.
Yeah, no,
it will be. That should be fun because I'm going to bring something back, okay? You ready? All right?
Sure.
Don't laugh. Okay? Right. Don't make me laugh. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't make me laugh. So what I hear from the producers is that the producers, you know?
Yeah.
What I hear from them is that we're actually going to be broadcasting live while the draft is going on and going over the picks.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Not the whole draft, just like, you know, the first
round.
Right,
right, right.
Just round one.
I would love that.
I think that'd be great. Yeah.
I would love that. We'll see. I'm not saying anything. I've been told that's a possibility.
Yep. Pre-show and then into the draft.
Right.
Yep. We'll see.
The only thing the producer said was there's a possibility. I kept it at that. I didn't say anything. I kept my mouth shut.
Good stuff.
Good things happen when I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you finally admit that.
Well,
really good.
Hey, it's the truth. You know,
you know,
it's the truth.
Ex-girlfriends don't get notified when you're at a bowling alley if you keep your mouth shut. Really, what I'm talking about.
No, wait. Oh, yes. For you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant me. I'm like, what?
No.
Oh.
I meant for me.
I remember that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you didn't keep your mouth shut. It's a story for another time.
Why don't you tell it?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell it.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, so we're at I can't tell it. I don't want to put anybody's name out there.
All right, just say XYZ then.
Well,
go ahead.
I can't because it,
why?
Because the point of the story is that you use the name.
All right, well, it's fine. Come on, just say
all right,
it.
All right,
damn
so
it.
I used to date this girl. Her last name was Wong, okay? Obviously, she's half Chinese, okay? And obviously. And this guy over here, you know, he's, first of all, a disclaimer, he's not racist.
No,
but
I'm really not.
He says jokes. We all joke around.
Right.
And he goes, he looks over and he just, you know, sees these, you know, these two Chinese people. Oh, I chink, I see you.
Or no. Yeah. I chink, I know you.
I chink, I know you. Right. Sure. And I said, dude, shut up. That's my ex-girlfriend. This genius yells throughout the bowling alley, "Oh, what's wrong?" Unbeknownst to him, he called her by her last name.
Dad.
So she heard it and saw us. It was awkward. Thank you.
That is for you.
Hey, look.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yeah, it was funny.
But she came over and
oh,
we
she's
were all
cool.
Like,
she's cool.
We were all like.
I forgot you had that. No, but I mean, she wasn't offended. She was definitely more like right here.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Like she didn't care. She didn't care.
Well,
she thought it was funny when we told her what happened.
Good.
I mean, she's a cool chick. Yeah. But I just thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
It was. I mean, the initial moment was awkward, but after that,
I think
we had a pretty decent conversation after
that,
if I remember correctly. Yeah.
So real quickly, next week, I want to get into it a little bit this week, but next week we're really going to dive into how the Eagles can become a contender.
Yeah, we're going to do some off-season analysis on the Eagles.
We do some off-season cleanup, spring cleaning, I mean.
Same thing.
Well,
spring training is spring cleaning.
Yeah. I think there's some – I'll just dive into it right here real quick. One of the things I want to see the Eagles do is please get a receiver.
Just one.
Just please.
Just one.
Anybody. Like,
in a world where all you need is one receiver. One quarterback. One receiver.
That's the thing, too.
Which
we don't have.
Well,
we have the quarterback.
No, we don't have the receiver.
No, we don't. And you know what? And that's the thing that really kills me. I think
Optimus Prime.
Did you ever notice that Optimus Prime is the movie guy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I mean, really, how long are we going to go without a receiver? We need a receiver. We got DeSean Jackson in here.
Which is a high possibility.
Yeah, he's
a very high possibility.
Actually, I said.
I would go as far as saying that at this point, from what I've heard, it's more of a probability.
Right.
Than a possibility.
Yeah. My sources at the Philadelphia Eagles complex have told me.
I really hate that I can't make fun of you for that because you actually have sources.
I know.
But all right. Well, keep going.
So they have actually told me that it's not if DeSean signs, it's at what point DeSean signs.
Yeah.
So that really shows that there is some
high interest.
And knowing
DeSean, he's probably going to be like.
Well, he loves
it. He's probably going to.
Yeah.
Make him sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Also, Kenny Stills is another name they're very high on from the Dolphins.
I love Kenny Stills.
Alshon Jeffrey, probably not going to happen. I got to be honest with you. There's a couple names out there.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Britt.
Kenny Britt, probably not going to happen. He's old, too.
Yeah.
I don't love Kenny Britt. But, no, I mean, there's a good possibility some of these people
land. I like them for us. But.
Now, if you looked at a couple mock drafts, all right, and I'm being honest with you, I don't know how this would even get close to happening. But I'm just telling you, all right, a couple mock drafts has Clemson's own wide receiver, the number one receiver in the draft, Mike Williams, lasting until number 15 when the Eagles pick. I don't know how he lasts that long.
No, I don't think he does.
I don't either.
There's so many other
teams.
No,
I get it. I don't either.
I mean, look, you got the 49ers, you got the Browns, you got the Panthers who need somebody now. I mean, you got the Texans in there too, like, you know,
which DeAndre Hopkins, I'm still not gonna totally push that aside, but I think but listen, if Mike Williams would end up coming here and we already got DeSean Jackson,
that would be great.
Could you imagine we have our number one receivers now, DeSean Jackson and Mike Williams are the two receivers that Carson Wentz could finally throw to, and guess what, with that I can say that the Eagles are definitely a contender next year.
I'm telling you right now. You heard it here first, folks. I get real random with my predictions, and some of them are dead spot on.
Sure.
Like, you know, Steelers week 3.
Right.
Dead spot on. Uh-huh. I tend to – when I predict positively for the Eagles,
right,
those are the ones that usually work.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I'm going to predict positively for the Eagles right now. If the Eagles get one receiver and absolutely, if they get two receivers for Carson Wentz to throw to, they make the playoffs next year, guaranteed.
Wow.
Guaranteed they make the playoffs
next year.
They make the playoffs, guaranteed they get receivers. Their defense is not that terrible. It could use some work, but it's not that terrible.
It's not. I'll agree.
The proof is in the pudding through the playoffs and the regular season this year of what me and Rob Guarino have both said, which is that you can get to the playoffs without a running back. So that is not seriously in need. Is it in need for the future? Yes, sure. But I am a Carson Wentz believer. Okay. If it wasn't for the fact that I am broke, I'd have a Wentz jersey. Okay. You give him one person to throw to just to be safe. Give him two people to throw to and they make the playoffs next year. Right now I'm saying it.
I don't know, man. That's
right now I'm saying it. I'm saying it. And when I say it, it's said.
Wow. I don't know.
You could wow all you want. You could I don't know all you want.
I
don't care. You're definitely not going to argue with me over this because you like it. So
no, I do, but I don't know. I mean, I think we need some help on defense. If we get a cornerback, wide receiver and a quarterback,
but I think
then we make the playoffs.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I feel like they're going to make the proper adjustments on defense. I really do. I'm an Eagles fan by location only. I follow the local team, you know? So I'm an Eagles fan until they play the Titans. That's it. You know?
I agree.
I'm not worried about their defense. I think they have a good defense, and I think their defense, honestly, I think they just gave up at the end of the season. They knew they weren't going to make it, and they gave up. I don't know why.
Why would they just randomly give up?
I look like a medium.
No, but that
I'm
doesn't
just
make
saying,
any sense. Like, and why would they just randomly give up?
Because they knew they were out. They were done.
Yeah, no.
The same reason that every other team that knows they're not going to make playoffs gives up. Every team that gives up at the end of the season, that's the reason they give up is because injured for the next season. They're like, fuck this. Oh, sorry. Excuse my language. I used an L after the F.
Fluck this.
Yeah, fluck. Yeah. Anyway. That's just how it is. That's what's going down. They're gonna be like, look, you know, this is my career. I don't have anything to fall back on. I'm not gonna injure myself for the next season. Like, I'm gonna ride my money into Miami and party. And
somebody else decided to do that.
You see what I did there?
How'd that work? All right, real quickly then, in or out?
He was
Rutsu in or outs real quick because we're up against it. We need to get to the Super Bowl, but real quickly, in or out? Nelson Aguilar,
out.
I would agree, out. Bryce Treggs, in or out?
I didn't see enough of him.
If you had to pick, I'd say in.
I'm leaning towards in.
I'd say in. Jordan Matthews.
In.
In, I would agree. Paul Turner.
In.
I would say in. Doriel Green Beckham.
Out.
Out, I would agree. Darren Sproles.
In.
In, I would agree. Byron Marshall.
In,
I would agree. Terrell Watson, I would say out.
Yeah.
All right? Don't kill me for that. I think we can do better with a running back.
Sure.
And then also Ryan Matthews is on here. Out. I would say out. Too injury prone. He's old. Cut him. All
right? As of right now, with nothing else to fall back on, I would say in just for
Zach Ertz.
Just because. Zach Ertz, in.
In. Brent Celek, in. Trey Burton. I would agree. Tight ends are great.
Tight ends are good, yep.
Lane Johnson, in, hopefully, if he behaves. Brendan Brooks,
in.
Jason Kelce,
in. For now. I don't like the second pick. I don't like the second pick.
Steven Wisniewski is.
I don't like the second pick. I don't like it.
I would say out.
I don't.
Jason Kelce, out.
I don't like it.
All right.
Jason Kelce, yes.
That's what we just said.
No. Oh no! No, who'd you say? Who'd you say next? After
I said Jason Kelce. And
no,
then
no, 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 no.
I said I think Steven Wisniewski is.
Oh no, no.
Yes, I do.
All right, whatever.
See, Jason Peters, I think one more year in. He's getting up there though, but in. And then Alan Barber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously Carson Wentz. All right.
You know who I want out? You didn't even say him.
Who? Who? Who didn't I say?
I don't know how to say his name, but
who?
Right tackle, second string. Cool. Second string. Out.
Big V. Vita.
Out. Well, out. I've seen, I can't tell you how many times I've seen him hold and just fall flat on his face and have like three people run by him, but nobody even touched him. He just fell down like, I don't know where.
All right. Brandon Graham, obviously.
In.
Yeah. Fletcher Cox,
in.
Better improve next year. That's all I got to say. Back of a milk carton over here. Benny Logan.
Yeah.
Fine. In, I guess.
Although I like Bo Allen.
Great. We're not on him yet.
I'm just saying. I like Allen. So if we were going to.
This next
we had
guy,
to out somebody, I could out.
This
could
next
out
guy
Logan.
Kills me because I actually really like him. I think he's a great guy and he's really nice. But Connor Barwin.
Out.
Yeah, I know.
Out.
It sucks because he's a great guy. Connor Barwin, though, I think we've seen the end of his career as an Eagle. Nigel Bradham in.
All right.
Jordan Hicks in. Let's go here. Steven Tulloch out.
Out. Yeah, he's old, though. Yeah. He's old. Yeah.
He was on the Michael Kendricks. Out.
Out.
Goodbye.
Out.
Enough.
Absolutely out.
Had enough.
Absolutely out.
Leotis McKelvin, out.
Out.
Nolan Carroll, out.
Dude, all
Rodney McLeod, out. Here's one. Malcolm Jenkins, in.
I'll keep him.
He's probably our best player on defense aside from Brennan Graham this year. Jalen Watkins, in, I guess.
I can't even.
I mean, we need.
I can't even give him an opinion on him. I don't.
C.J. Smith,
in.
Yeah, I would stay
in.
Chris Maragos, in. Jalen Mills, you had a hell of a season, boy. You really impressed me. Obviously in. And he should start.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Najee Good in. Marcus Smith. Why is he still
just get
on this team?
Get
out. Obviously. I've been saying that for years.
Get him out. I like Bo Allen.
Bo Allen, yes.
I like Bo Allen.
Destiny Vio.
Out. Out. Out.
Your first name's Destiny.
Out.
Right?
Out.
Yeah.
Out. I don't want to
look
at him.
Yeah.
I don't want his children. I don't want to see any
Vinny
child.
Curry.
Huh?
Vinny Curry. He had a really disappointing year. I got to be honest. I'd say out, actually.
Yeah. What did he do?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Brian Braman in.
Okay.
Yeah, I like him. And Taylor Hart. Yeah, I could go either way. Let's just for now say out. Why not?
Sure.
All right. So there you have it. And real quickly, let's go to special teams. I mean,
go back to the defense for a second.
Why am I going back to the defense here?
I thought I saw something.
Go ahead. What'd you see?
Never mind. I didn't see anything.
Okay. And by the way, I want to talk about something else then real quickly about last night.
Hurry up.
I got it. Donnie Jones in.
Yeah.
Caleb Sturgis,
like Sturgis in.
Yeah. Donnie Jones. Oh, by the way, he'll be back next year. John Dornbos. Mr. Magic Man. He'll be in.
How
about last night? What?
Why is Nelson Aguilar the backup punt returner?
I don't know.
He can't catch a ball thrown to him, let alone one that's dropping from the sky.
Yeah, I know.
Like, come on.
Yeah, it's
dude.
It's
that,
bad.
That is all right.
All right. Whatever. So real quickly, all right. I'm to this, and I'm going to tell you this.
Oh, man,
all right.
Never going to get this.
Somebody more. Else got snubbed again.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Yeah, you do.
Was talked about earlier today with Trent Dilfer on ESPN with French Fry Head. He was
listen,
on today.
He's
it's a joke.
To do this, yeah. All right, I'm just gonna play you the man who got snubbed to play you his theme song for 1 second, and you'll find out who he is.
I'm gonna make it hard for you dudes trying to stop my show. Look, it's hard for you dudes trying to stop my bro. Ask Philly, was it hard trying to stop T.O.? He the main reason that the fans would come for. But he took that hit and he bounced right back. Got a brand new deal and the pockets is fat. Like Boost Mobile, they been asking where you at. Now you been telling them Dallas with your cowboy hat. Go Big Blue, go do what you do. Ohio City going crazy fans gon' love you. Ray Charles, you gon' make it do what you do. You gon' sell a few records, be back in the Pro Bowl. 1 week after, you win the Super Bowl. I'm bad, and I'm better than ever.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
This time I'm a cowboy.
We literally have 18 minutes. Turn it off.
I am back with a business. I'm back on a mission. Got the rest.
Why did you just start there?
Back in the kitchen.
Turn it off.
Take me out the game. People saying I'm missing.
Turn it off. We don't have time for this. You played 2 minutes of a song that nobody cares about.
T.O.
got screwed again. When you have a stiff.
I'm not even going to go there. All right.
You have a damn kicker. I got it. He was the best kicker ever. I get it. But it's a kicker. Morten Andersen makes. Yeah. Morten Andersen makes the Hall of Fame.
Jerry Jones?
Over. Right. An owner.
I mean, he's going to own for a little while longer. Yet he can. You can. Like, I think when owners make the Hall of Fame, they should die first.
Terrell Owens got screwed.
No,
you know
offense.
What? I'm going to do this for our finale show next week. I'm gonna put out the call. Terrell Owens, I want you to have a call-in on this show next week. Terrell Owens, even if I have to campaign throughout the year, I'm going to get you on this show because I want to have your reaction and what you think and what you really think about getting snubbed in the Hall of Fame when you have idiots like Jerry Jones and Morten Andersen. Now, he's obviously not going to say they're idiots.
But I might cry if Terrell Owens actually calls in on the show. Okay, I'm going to say something right now, and
sure.
I don't want it to go to your head.
Sure.
Okay? But if anybody has a big enough mouth to get a professional football player to call into their own radio show that's local in Allentown, Pennsylvania, it's freaking you over here. So,
thank you.
Yep. Notice I say big enough mouth.
Terrell Owens, I'm calling you out. I love you, buddy. And I got news for you. If you were on the Eagles and this whole thing with McNabb didn't happen, I guarantee you the Eagles would have a Super Bowl. But that's old news, all right? That's fine. It didn't happen. It sucks it didn't happen, but it didn't happen. But to not get in the Hall of Fame and put Morten Andersen and Jerry Jones in, that's a damn crime. And we'll talk about that next week, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Terrell Davis, all right. I'm fine with it. Kenny Easley, sure.
Whatever. Jason Taylor.
I'm fine with that. LaDainian Tomlinson, yes. Kurt Warner, he had like two careers, I feel like.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Who? Trivia question for you.
Sure.
Before we go to our last sponsorship break here.
Sure.
Who has the most passing yards?
You're going to say Kurt Warner.
I'm going to ask
Kurt Warner.
You.
Okay. Because you gave it. Yeah, I mean. Does he really?
Yeah. I was going to ask you later because I knew you were going to say Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But you would be wrong.
Well. All right. Well, listen. We're coming up against our last commercial break.
Don't put on who I think you're going to put on.
All right. We will see you right back here in a minute. I'm going to be talking about some things. All right. See you soon.
Rusev Udria. Rusev Machka.
Oh, my God. Guys, breaking news. I have in my hands a company who's powered by integrity, and they're always giving free estimates. What are you trying to do here?
Oh, don't worry about it, doing. Okay? Just don't.
They are revolving coupons on the website. Okay. Their website is workheinzerelectric.com. Guys,
that's great.
Speaking of coupons, what?
Absolutely perfect.
Mention the code 1SPORTSTALK to Workheinzer Electric.
Oh, love it.
you get $50 off your first service call.
It's amazing.
Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. It's time to get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to work Kaiser.
Are you serious? They're licensed in all three of those places.
They did it to me.
That's crazy.
For work, for come on, don't do that. For Lights in Greenewalds, which you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/lightsingreenewalds.
Yeah, to see what you missed.
Yes. Yeah, they're not even in it anymore. But that'll be next year, and we'll talk about it next year in Werkheiser. Call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to werkheiserelectric.com.
That's awesome.
Now, Philsburg Eastern Honda.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
It's home of the $99 per month Civic pre-owned cars. I mean, I don't even know what to say here. Guys, there is pre-owned cars as low as $4,999.
That's
guys,
a whole dollar less than $4,000.
That is less, as this British man just said, than $5,000.
By a dollar.
At Philsburg Eastern Honda, they accept all credit situations. Their goal is 100% approval. In February,
not 99.
They're tackling high prices with huge savings.
There goes the mouse.
And go see the new car manager, Anthony Sherman, and mention One Sports Talk for exclusive pricing. You do best, baby.
They don't just say yes to the dress. They say it to everything.
All right. Call them today at 908-859-5800 or check them out online at pehonda.com. Also, how about this, by the way?
Okay, great.
How about Deku Auto Body right
there?
That's
a weird name, but I like it. I like it.
Family-owned and operated since 1948. They got state-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free.
That's amazing.
45 seconds approval it only takes.
That's really quick.
Get updated repair status online. Deku's car rental service, accepting all insurance appraisals. Give it to them. I mean, this
absolutely
is just,
free.
This is crazy to me.
No money.
Deku's auto body specialist. Watch your cars it gets repaired, baby. Pictures
window
of the repairs as they happen up the Deku site at DekuAutoBody.com.
You can located, look at the website pictures.
Located at
on your phone.
35
Are you looking road, through the window?
North Catasauqua, PA.
At the auto shop.
610.
Watching them do it.
264-5507. I just booked a trip to Ocean City, Maryland, and I got to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Well, the first thing I was thinking of when I booked the trip was,
what
am I going to be drinking when I'm down there?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, what you're drinking right now. And that is Miller Lite. So make sure, because think about it. It's Miller time. You're going to be looking at dolphins jumping in the water. You're
going to
be out.
Fine Pilsner.
Right. You're going to be down there. You're going to be on the pier. You're going to be looking at the water. It's going to be flowing and everything like that. Everything's going to be neat and crisp. But it's Miller time. Beer. Hashtag six pack.
There's a hooker in here.
Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me. You got tools in your religion. Designed to keep you safe, but when rules start getting broken, you start questioning your faith. I have a voice that is my savior, hates to love and loves to hate. I have a voice that has the knowledge and the power to your fate. I hear voices crying, I see heroes dying, I taste blood that's drying.
Who's that weird guy during the sponsor?
Rev Theory. What weird guy? The British man?
Yeah, it sounded like Ray Winston.
Nobody knows. I don't know. Real quick. Okay, well, not real quickly. This is the whole reason today's on. All right. So we have the Super Bowl today.
Do we?
14-2 Patriots against the 11-5 Falcons. Guys. Why was I about to just go into guys? This is less than $5,000.
I have no idea.
All right. Real quickly, the last three times, Patriots have won every single time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, because of that, that's why I put my bet line. I put my foot on the line. 26 to 10 back in 2009. 2010,
ooh.
28 to 10.
Ooh.
And 2013, 30 to 23.
Ooh.
What does that say to you? That doesn't really say much. I mean, the different teams.
It doesn't say anything you were talking
offensively,
about.
The Patriots are fourth. Offensively, the Falcons are second. Defensively, eighth are the Patriots, 25. Their defense.
Wow.
A little, you know.
That's a little scary.
Passing-wise, both right there. They're fourth on passing are the Patriots. The Falcons are third. Rushing-wise, seven are the Patriots. Rushing-wise, the Falcons are fifth. This is a very even game except for that defense right there. That defense is going to kill the Falcons, which is why, again, I am putting my belt that I won last night or last week on the line, because I am putting it on the belt and those New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
I see what you did there. That's cute.
I did. Yeah. Deion Lewis. How about we got Chad or Chris Hogan? How about that? Hogan's Heroes is going to be back tonight.
Cash me outside. How about that?
No. All right. Listen, this is going to be a big game. High scoring, which is why, and I'll let you talk about it right here, but I'm predicting this. Patriots win 35 to 21.
That's funny because I'm looking here and I got some like official NFL.com
right
predictions.
Right.
And two people, including Steve Mariucci, have predicted Patriots 31, Falcons 27. Very close to what you said.
Okay.
So I'm going to flip it. I'm going to go Falcons 31, Patriots 27. Only because you're making me. You're giving me absolutely no choice.
How about this? You go with them, and I just keep the belt. For sure.
What?
No chance of you winning.
Well, no, this is kind of interesting.
Well, then that's going to happen then. All right? I'm not sure what that was, but
I don't either.
Listen.
Sounded like Gizmo.
Listen. So we have.
Ooh, Sean O'Hara has the Falcons winning.
Yeah.
27 to 24.
Oh, he's just, yeah. He's a
Reggie Wayne is the Falcons winning with the same score that I said. Me and Reggie Wayne are on point. Indianapolis Colts, baby.
Let me know how that works out.
All right.
Let me know how that works out.
About you talking to Reggie Wayne or me?
No, I'm talking about you.
All right, cool.
All right. There's no way that the Falcons are going to beat the Patriots tonight. It's just not happening. Houston,
all I got to say is you said the same thing week three. And who was right? Me. That rhymes. And anything that rhymes is true.
Listen, concerned with the – Matt Ryan's a great guy. He's a good quarterback.
Oh, Matty Ice, yeah.
Julio Jones.
Julio.
Listen, he's going to tear the Patriots up tonight.
He's not.
But it's two
no,
people.
No, he's not.
What?
No, he's not. Bill Belichick loves, he gets high off of
Miller Lite.
Yeah, right. Off of taking away another team's strong point.
Right.
Like he loves to shut down key players on other teams. So you can bet Julio Jones is going to be under double, triple coverage all night.
Okay. It's tough.
You can bet a dollar on that, Sonny.
Listen. I'm looking at this game and I don't see it. By the way, do we even talk about this?
Nope. Don't even bring it up.
All right. So we had the Packers and the Falcons. Falcons destroy the Packers, and the Patriots, the Steelers demolished them 36-17. And then last week was nothing except for the Royal Rumble, of course. Wink, wink. And now tonight we have the Patriots and the Falcons. And by the way, this to me is the best team in probably in NFL history. Going against the best team in the NFC potentially this year.
The best team ever in professional football.
I can't wait to hear this.
Pottsville Maroons.
What? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
A team based out of Pottsville back before the NFL was even in existence.
Listen, that's just stupid.
Hey, right, that's classic football knowledge that you don't know.
You get one of these. All right.
That's trivia. That's football trivia knowledge. That
really?
Yeah, it is.
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it is.
You get another one of these.
so happy that happened. I'm so happy that happened.
And it won't even pause. That's great. You can't give me another one now.
All right.
Nope. Nope.
All right. That's fine.
Nope. Because the next one that comes up goes to you now. Because you did that. That's and fine. It was beautiful.
I got brawn and bum mixed up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine.
That's because you're a bum.
That being said, I'm just, I don't know. I'm very confident that I'm going to keep the belt tonight. I really am. I mean, I don't want to boast about it. I mean, we'll see what we see, but.
I don't know. Akbar Bajbilamila says that the Falcons are going to win. I just wanted to say that name.
Yeah. I don't see it. I really don't. This is going to be
you didn't see it in week three either.
I know you, but that's all you bring up
because you were drastically wrong. You even used the word impossible. It's impossible for the Eagles to win. And I said, not only are the Eagles going to win, but they're going to demolish the Steelers. And you physically laughed at me.
All right.
It was a very proud moment for me.
You're right. I did.
And I predicted that the Eagles would win 33-0, and they won 35-3. I was pretty
34.
Close. 34. Even closer. Thanks a lot for that.
All I have to say about that is miracles happen. You know, flukes happen. That was a fluke. That was a miracle. This, on the other hand, this is predetermined. This is, we all know what's going to happen. All right. And for all those people out there like Sean O'Hara, like I care about what he has to say.
Guess what I just saw?
What? Can't wait to hear this.
Breaking news.
What?
Here on Sports Talk.
What?
Brady is looking to sign an extension contract for 3 to 5 more years.
Yes. Thank God. Thank God.
Look at
so
that.
The best quarterback ever will be graced with him for another 3 to 5 years. Thank God.
Your English is on point every week.
Tom Brady is the best quarterback of all time, will continue to be the best quarterback of all time, and that's why I'm hanging my hat with Tom Brady.
I'm going
to
come at you top 10 list of the best quarterbacks ever next week.
And Tom Brady should be number one.
Like, who knows? Just, we won't know.
Oh, come on. That's
we
will see tonight why he is the best quarterback of all time. And by the way,
somebody tell my wife to shut up.
One thing, all right?
Oh, here we go.
No, yes, here we go. All right.
Here we go. I can't believe you have a girlfriend.
So, right now, all right, this.
Right now. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
This is, get this out. All right? I am the champion. Shut up. I don't need you talking in my ear.
You don't talk to my wife like that.
I will continue to be the champion.
Yeah.
And as far as tonight goes,
yeah,
this will just be more proof.
Proof it
that
up.
I am best.
Yes.
In the business.
What business?
The business of predictions, Jack.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't you join that prediction pool in the morning call?
Why don't you shut up and listen to what I have to say, all right?
Why would I shut up? Why are you being so
this
rude?
This belt,
the belt
will be
broken?
Shined up.
Look at this.
The
it's belt broken.
Will be shined up tonight.
Look at this. Are you going to screw it?
And guess what?
Too?
Tomorrow or next week on this program, okay, guess what's going to happen?
Tomorrow we're going to be.
There's going to be a coronation ceremony as well as the season finale next week.
Coronation ceremony?
Yeah.
You're just going to go over an off season and you want to give yourself a coronation ceremony?
We will see you next week right here on Sports Talk. Right here next week.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pay, and who's gonna make it? I am the game, you don't wanna play me. I am control, no way you can shake me. I am heavy debt, no way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run like a Cleveland bitch from a smoking gun. I am the game, and I make the rules. So move on out, you can die.
like a fool. Trying to figure out what my mood's gonna be. Come on over, sucker, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget there's a price you can pay. Cause I am the game and I want to play. You're gonna change your name, you're gonna die in flames.